Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Saving Lives in Slow Motion. Today I'd like to talk about mentoring. Now I think mentoring is just the most fabulous thing. It has been so enriching for me on both sides of the coin, as a mentor and as a mentee, and I think it should be part of the fabric of society. We should all be doing it, whether you're in the academic world, whether you're in industry, whether you're in medicine, it doesn't matter. It is just such a wonderful process. And I often start these episodes with definitions, but for this one, I'm going to start with an origin story in terms of where the word mentor comes from. So many of you may know this, but it's actually from Homer's Odyssey, which is a poem that's, you know, about 3,000 years old. And I remember not being that interested in it when I was at school, but actually now it is an amazing tale. And in it, Odysseus, who's really sort of the main character, goes off to fight in the Trojan War and leaves his son Telemachus behind. But he leaves him with his best friend, who is called Mentor. What a great story. And a lot of experts think that that is where the word mentor comes from. Interesting. Some people disagree and think it was a French writer that actually did an adaptation of that story and actually develop the character of mentor to mean what we think of it as today. Now, what do we think of it as today? I mean, for me, it's not the same as a coach, and it's not the same as a trainer or a teacher. But there are elements of all of those, I think, in good mentoring. Essentially, it's a two-way relationship. And I think, you know, both mentor and mentee get something out of this. And I'm going to just start by telling you about my first mentor. Now, I sort of trained in the NHS in an era where mentoring wasn't a thing. Nowadays, there are lots of official, formalised mentoring programmes in different industries, including medicine. But there wasn't back then. And my first experience of being mentored, you know, informally, was really when I started as a junior doctor on the wards, as what was then known as a house officer and is now known as an F1 doctor, or an FY1 doctor, sorry, nothing to do with Formula One. And, you know, wherever I would go, what I'd find is that there were some people that you'd relate to really well and essentially took you under their wing. And that feeling of comfort with another person, someone who understands you, someone who's willing to listen to you, and someone who will guide you, essentially, not necessarily give you directive advice, but is really a voice of reason and someone who's wise and someone that you respect. I think those are the things that, you know, I wasn't really looking for a mentor, but it just happened. It was something that just happened. But those relationships are quite short. And although I kept in touch with a few of them, you only work with some people for 6 months and then you move on. And really the first time that I ended up in a job where I was going to be there for quite some time was as a GP trainee. And my first real mentor, someone that I could connect with and I felt had has had a really big impact on my whole career, more than he would know, is someone called Ed Peel, or Professor Ed Peel, as he is now. Back then, he was Dr. Peel. He was a very well-respected GP in Buckinghamshire. And I think the thing about Ed, I mean, he was a trainer, but more than that, he was someone who, I don't know, had this sort of wisdom about him. It was, I think when I first met him, he was 52, I believe. So a couple of years, a bit more than a couple of years older than me. And I just remember thinking, how did you learn all this stuff? How is it that you know everything? And how do you become so sage-like and wise? And yeah, you know, everything he sort of did or said, I sort of thought, oh, I like the way he did that. That's really cool. And I was just so impressed with him, I think. It was real fanboy stuff. But what I also liked was his approach to problem solving. And whatever it was that I threw at him, whether it was something to do with GP work, something clinical, something in terms of my training, or just some random societal problem, he seemed to have very logical but very human views around them, and just a really lovely balanced sort of view on things, you know, and you know, to the point where it's a little bit like you know, the first time you realize your parent doesn't know everything. You know, you think your mum and dad know everything, don't you, when you're growing up as a toddler or something. And I remember the day when Ed didn't know the answer to something, and it was, and I was absolutely shocked. I was like, what? And he goes, no, that's not really my bag, you're asking the wrong person. And he wasn't saying I can't help you, but he was just being honest, saying you're going to need some specialist help for this one. So if we actually look at the literature and what the role of a mentor is deemed to be or should be, when you look at mentorship in the academic world or the scientific world, they really sort of focus on individual growth. You know, you're helping the mentee grow and reach their goals. That's one part of it, and often ties in with professional development. But what I was talking about earlier regarding Ed was there's also an element of role modeling, and support. And I definitely felt that. And I think when I've been on the other side of the coin, when I'm mentoring, because people are coming to me for that kind of, whatever it is, call it a feeling or a experience, you know, I try anyway to make sure that that is part of what is there, this idea of support. And also making sure that, you know, I'm not doing anything that they wouldn't do. You know, it's a bit like setting an example, isn't it? I certainly wouldn't want a mentor that I thought was reckless or dishonest or a bully or something like that. So I thought I'd quickly look at mentoring from both points of view. So as a mentee, you know, when I consciously think of why I thought of Ed as a mentor, even though that wasn't formalized in any way. I mean, he was my trainer, but, you know, trainers don't always have to be mentors. They, you know, I know lots of people who've had GP trainers where they don't have any kind of relationship like that at all. It's very transactional. Is, I guess the first step is knowing what you want from a mentor. And depending on what field you're in, that may be career opportunities, that may be professional development, or just some straightforward, wise advice. If you're in the world of business, then what you want to do is find someone who's got the kind of role that you're aiming for. So if you're thinking about your own career path, you want to kind of match yourself to someone who's in your mindset and has actually got to where you're trying to get to. So there is something about strategy and selection, particularly in the world of business. And I'm sure millions of people every year write to people like Richard Branson to kind of ask him to mentor them. and I'm sure he can't get back to all of them. But, you know, it's that kind of thing. You know, if you know that you want to get to where someone else has got, then that's probably the kind of person you want to mentor you. I think there's also something about reading the room and values that have to match. It's all well and good having, you know, this amazing person as your mentor, but if you don't click with them, or you don't quite see the world in the same way in a fundamental sense, then it's probably not going to work. So someone who shares your values professionally and to some extent personally, and also really understands you and your role and what you're doing. So, for example, as I said, the editor said to me that he couldn't help on one occasion, that I really appreciated his honesty. There is no point in asking a mentor advice on something that they know nothing about. So if you're diversifying into, I don't know, television or something, and, you know, your mentor's core industry is actually as, I don't know, a copywriter for magazines or something, then they're best off, you know, saying that they can't help open certain doors and direct you elsewhere. I don't want it to sound like it's about networking either, because some element of it is, but networking to me is a bit of a sleazy word. And there are professional networkers out there that just go to things just because they want to kind of network, and I find that kind of thing tiresome, I have to say. And it's more around, for me, about values and alignment and ultimately trust between, you know, two people when it comes to that mentor-mentee relationship. So what about the role of the mentor from the mentor's side? Well, part of it is to do with selection. You don't just mentor everyone, because a lot of these people are extremely busy and they could be spending time on their own projects or careers rather than mentoring a load of people. Mentoring is also unpaid. It's something you do in terms of just paying it forward, because, you know, I had Ed as a mentor and I'm very grateful for that. And as a result, I take time to mentor others if they need it. But there comes a point where you can't take any more on. And yeah, certainly you can be a bit mentored out, or rather menteed out, you know, where you've got too many people that you're mentoring. And that can be exhausting, but it's also extremely rewarding, because you see these people progress in their careers or reach their goals, and it's a wonderful feeling. But there is something about selection. I remember, this is many years ago, there was a chap who I had mentored who really had an amazing life, health and career journey, and had got to a point where he was quite confused about what to do. And I think I helped him make that decision. And then suddenly life clicked into place and everything was great. But it got to the point where he was probably emailing me about 8 or 9 times a week. And it was just overwhelming, to the point where I had to say, look, I just cannot keep up with this level of, you know, need, in a way. So there is something about selecting mentees, and sometimes I'd say, if you're someone who's looking for a mentor and you get turned down, don't be offended, because it just means that person hasn't got the capacity to take on any more. And I've definitely done that. I've sent very polite emails or messages back to people saying, look, I'm sorry, but I just cannot take any more at the moment. And you know, it wouldn't be doing them any favors either, because you're not going to be at your best if you're overwhelmed. And you know, the odd bit of advice here and there is fine, isn't it? But actually taking on that role is a serious proposition. And I think lastly, you know, mentoring is something that is, in some ways, and this is probably the wrong word, but it's a duty of sorts, because if you are in a position to mentor, it means almost by definition you've been mentored yourself at some point. And you don't do it for praise or for, you know, to be lauded by anyone. it's something that you're paying it forward in a way, and you should really take pleasure, I think, and pride in promoting the people that you've mentored and making sure that they're happy. So in some way, you know, there is an element of coaching in there, but it's a much more personal relationship. A coach can be quite detached, I think, whereas the mentor-mentee relationship is slightly different. So I'm going to leave you not with a quote this time, but with some examples of real life mentor-mentee relationships. And these are all fairly well known. And I didn't know about a couple of these, but there's no sort of surprise here in many ways, because when you look at the names here, they are so inextricably linked that it's almost obvious. So the first one is Sir Freddie Laker and Richard Branson, who founded Laker Airways, in case you didn't know who Freddie Laker was. Another one was Audrey Hepburn and Elizabeth Taylor, both Hollywood legends. Then the big historical intellectual heavyweights. So Socrates apparently mentored Plato, and Plato mentored Aristotle. I mean, that is just amazing. And the list goes on. Warren Buffet and Bill Gates, Christian Dior and Yves Saint Laurent, Maya Angelou and Oprah Winfrey. Wow, I didn't know that one. And Steve Jobs mentoring Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah, no surprise there. Anyway, look, I hope this has given you something to think about. Maybe you mentor people yourself already and you know about the joys of it. Maybe you've had some amazing mentoring. I'd love to hear from you either way. And do have a look at the links, because there's some interesting ones on mentoring in different sectors. But listen, in the meantime, thank you again for listening. I'm going to be taking a little bit of a break because it's summer, so I won't be back really till, let's just say, the new school year at least, so probably September time. But in the meantime, listen, have a lovely summer. Thank you for listening. Do stay well, take care, and I will be with you again very soon. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.